It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Today's game can only be referred to as the Hurdle. Bucky's Legends continues next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Every quarterback is told from a young age to avoid contact. It's much safer to run out of bounds or slide than risk an injury or a big hit. No quarterback is ever told to hurdle the defensive back. But that's exactly what Lance Rungstedt did in a 35-25 win over MSU Moorhead, November 3rd, 2012.
I think the guy that was the most animated was Eric Medbear, offensive coordinator. You know, he was just hooting and hollering and wow, have you ever seen a more athletic play like that? And I do, if you know me, try and stay pretty focused during the game. And I'm just like something to the effect like, well, he's supposed to make those plays. He's the star on the team. He's the quarterback. He's the athlete. And my wife and son, we'll be watching sporting events. And at my age now, they're like, wow, was that a great play? And I'm going, it's pretty hard to impress me now of all the sporting events I've seen. But later when you watch it back, I think the part that makes those big plays so exciting is, like you say, they're not scripted. You don't go practice that one during the week. How do elite athletes, how does that come into their mind, you know? I don't know, someone's done a master study on that or someone's been hooked up electronically to think about how their brains work. But, you know, you see LeBron do something, you see, you know, great athletes do it, and you're just like, they're different, they're special. And Lance was obviously one of the better athletes we've had here. And that kid was really a good safety. He was leading the league, I think, in tackles and a heck of a player. And why Lance decided, and if you know Lance, he's fast, but he's not a real wiggle guy. Usually he'll just run a guy over and kind of say, I'm big and I'm going to get me. And for him just to say, I'm going to jump over the guy, who knows? I don't know if we'll ever know what went through his mind to make the play. But, and then again, those good athletes, I probably did it and fell down after I tried to jump over a guy.
Lance was knocked out of a game or two in his career. Coach Tesh had to tell him throughout his career to avoid that hit.
Yeah. And especially if it was after an interception, you know, a lot of the quarterbacks, you say, you know, tackle the guy low, get him out of bounds. You know, that would frustrate Lance so much. He was going to try and put a big blow on the guy to, like, you know, get even with the guy. So, again, this one, he just popped loose on this. And I can say it's you wish you knew why these guys do what they do when they make those kind of plays, but it sure was athletic and fun to watch.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.